A public food forest is taking root in Seattle. Over the past year, volunteers have been clearing grass next to a city park and planting all manner of fruit and nut trees, berry bushes, and vegetables. What's different here is that the eventual bounty will be open for anyone to forage. It's a social experiment. So, can respect and sharing triumph over hunger and greed in the edible arboretum? Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Seattle.
There's something so compelling about the idea of a public food forest, it attracts as many as 100 volunteers at a time to scheduled work parties. Gustavo Martinez wields a pickaxe to break sod. Like other volunteers, he's eager to see a favorite seedling mature.
I like fig trees because they're big and broad and they make shade, and also because I love figs, so I really can't wait to sit in the shade of a fig tree and read a book and eat some figs.
It'll be a little while yet before Martinez can realize his dream. The Beacon Food Forest will be developed in phases across a 7-acre terraced hillside. Groundbreaking happened less than a year ago. It's located in the ethnically diverse Beacon Hill neighborhood in view of Seattle's downtown skyline. Project co-founder Jacqueline Kramer says the plan is to recreate in this urban environment the kind of diverse, productive forest that sustained ancestral civilizations.
So this is an area that we've named the Nut Guild, and the guild is like a family or a cooperating unit.
The food forest Kramer envisions has many layers, starting with a canopy of tall nut trees. Planted beside them, shorter fruit trees, now just saplings.
We have pear trees in a pear guild, a variety of plums, apples, and then we're starting to put in an understory to emulate the forest instead of just being an orchard of rows of trees.
Kramer shows off blueberries, a gooseberry bush, currants, kale, and lettuces.
The ground has strawberries as a ground cover. There were strawberries here. The school kids enjoyed them with us.
The city government in Seattle has chipped in more than $200,000 to cover expenses and keep the project moving forward. Kramer says what makes this food forest unique is that it's open to the public. Anyone can walk in and graze on whatever's ripe, such as the heirloom broccoli right now.
They're getting a lot of water. They taste sweet.
They do. This is nicer, a lot nicer than store broccoli, I have to say.
The communal open harvest piece. It's really uncommon. That's probably why we're getting a lot of attention. It kind of ruffles people's feathers. Yeah. And we'll learn as we go. We don't know how it'll work.
Volunteers Peter Lang and Giovanni Delino say they've attended many meetings where the neighborhood discussed human nature and the likelihood for abuse. Here's Lang first.
Sometimes with the garden, you plant some plants to let the bugs eat. So we might have to do that. Plant some trees just for people to eat and, you know, hide some others somewhere or something. I don't know.
We kind of hope for the best in people's nature in that there's respect and that people will not necessarily abuse that. And somehow we hope for the abundance that when some people do, sometimes we'll be able to be resilient and it'll work through that.
When we eventually, in 50 years, have huge nut trees, there will be more nuts than anybody can eat, I think.
There's a lot of us working here, and so there's a lot of people that will keep coming, and we're here to steward the land.
Lang and Delino say another reason they're confident comes from the respect shown at existing community gardens, which are common around the Northwest. Theft and vandalism happens, but generally stays at a low level. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.